Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
So if you were to ask a New Testament Christian, hey, do you give money? They would go, yeah, of course. I've signed up to give my life away. Yeah. Yeah, so money, yeah, money's part of that too, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the whole system of does my sacrifice go down as a result of looking at the perfect life and death and resurrection of Jesus, or should my sacrifice go up? It seems that it should go up.
Mm-hmm.
That we should become more generous, not stingy. Mm-hmm. That we should become more holy, not more sinful, you know? And so, so when we think about our money, one place, well, I heard it say growing up, and I think it's good. My pastor used to say growing up, a tithe is a great place to start, but probably not the place to finish. That by the end of our lives, we want to be more and more generous.
Mm-hmm.
And so for new Christians who are hearing this, they're going, well, man, all my money is budgeted and maxed out for this year, and I don't know where to start. We'll start somewhere. Just start.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now,
you don't have to become Mother Teresa overnight.
That's true.
But just start, you know.
Alex, you know that money is the root of all big bank accounts.
Right.
And in Hebrews it says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Now, to a new Christian, that's going to be good news, but it's also going to be disturbing, because maybe I am pursuing money and a nice house and a cool car and a nice travel and all this stuff that I've wanted my whole life. Now what do I do with all that? How does that fit in?
Just like with everything else that comes into our lives, we're intended to steward our entire lives to the glory of God. And so I don't personally buy into what some would call like a poverty gospel, you know,
mm-hmm.
that would say, you know, the poorer I am, the more God loves me. Like, no, God's love is not based on my income. Or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But rather, I would say, you know, as a child of God, it becomes a question of wisdom. Is this the right way to live? Is this the loving way to live? Is this a generous way to live? Do I have to have that house? Do I have to have that car? Do I have to? Can I really be content with what I have?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to redefine how the way I end the book, I start talking about redefining our wealth, that our wealth is not in our houses or our cars or our boats or our vacations. Our wealth, if you start to redefine wealth and think of it in terms of relationships,
mm-hmm.
you can become the wealthiest person in the world.
I agree.
I.e., you can be wealthy with God, wealthy mm-hmm. with one another, and you can be – that's real wealth.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that you'll worry. That's the stuff you'll be thinking about on your deathbed.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.